Almost 130,000 Meals on Wheels are delivered to 500 residents in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties each year through the Council on Aging of West Florida, an independent 501c3 not-for-profit where John Clark is president and CEO.
The purpose of the program basically is to help persons 60 years of age and over who have some type of disability or for some reason can't properly prepare their own meals and help them to further stay independent in their own home.
Clark says there's more to Meals on Wheels than the meals.
A lot of our clients live alone. You know, they don't have any contact with anybody, literally, practically all day, except maybe watching the TV. And so that volunteer or that staff person that goes to deliver that meal and talk to them, gets to know who they are, they form a relationship.
Among the major domestic program cuts in the president's spending plan is the elimination of federal grants, which go to Meals on Wheels programs nationwide. Mick Mulvaney is director of the Office of Budget Management.
We can't spend money on programs just because they sound good and great. Meals on Wheels sounds great, to take the federal money and give it to the states and say, look, we want to give you money for programs that don't work. I can't defend that anymore.
Unlike other programs that receive government funding, Meals on Wheels relies on volunteers to make every dollar count. As far as having a possible friend in Congress, Josh Newby, the council's communications director, says they have a good relationship with Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's on the House Budget Committee.
I understand that he is very sympathetic to the senior population, and I expect him to be supportive of our needs for federal funds, and that hopefully when this budget proposal comes to his committee that he will go to bat for us.
I've got to tell you, the Meals on Wheels program is not one that I'm certain is most optimally run out of Washington.
Gaetz reminds everyone that a president's budget plan is just a proposal, and a lot can happen between now and when Congress gives final approval to a spending plan.
The more we can get resources downstream out of Washington and back to the people who make a difference, I think the better. I wouldn't view any one particular line item or budget category in the president's budget as dispositive. Unquestionably, there'll be changes as we continue to get input from constituents.
The Council on Aging's Meals on Wheels program has an annual budget of $5 million. $3 million comes from state and federal sources, and the council's John Clark says local donations match that amount.
We receive funding through the Community Development Block Grant Program. And that money, even though it's federal, we can use that because it comes to the city and then to us, and that is allowed to be used as match.
The COA is also contacting members of the local legislative delegation, according to Josh Newby.
We've had meetings with Clay Ingram, Frank White, J.R. Williamson, and Doug Broxson, and they all understand that it makes more sense if these individuals can stay at home, living with independence and dignity.
Add to all that, says Newby, the emotional advantage of the client and their family, and it's also cheaper. Figures from the council show it costs about 8 times more to house them in a full-time nursing facility compared to keeping them at home. Newby's also hoping that Trump's budget does for Meals on Wheels what his travel ban did for the ACLU, that is, lead to a spike in donations.
We've already seen some contributions come through that are specific to Meals on Wheels. We've had several people in the community reach out and say, how can I volunteer? Mm-hmm. So it is having that maybe unintended but still positive effect.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.